We have, of course, he was Puss from Puss in Boots, married to Melanie Griffith at one point in time as well, which is important here in just a moment, so keep that in mind. Rosanna Arquette, who inspired two of the most classic 80 jams of all time. First of all, Toto's mega hit Rosanna is named after her because she briefly dated their keyboard player. Supposedly, the song isn't actually about her, but she was the inspiration for the title. Uh-huh, that's exactly what you tell people when you don't want them to think that you're making a horrible song about them. At any rate, the song is good. If you listen to the lyrics, it turns out Rosanna wasn't the greatest, and maybe the relationship wasn't so great either. The song, though, is tremendous. And then she also had a brief fling with Peter Gabriel, which I know you're a Peter Gabriel fan, so you probably knew this. That it actually inspired him to write In Your Eyes, and that's the song that is playing as John Cusack holds up the boombox over his head in the movie Say Anything, just in case anybody's wondering. Remember I told you to keep Melanie Griffith at the top of your mind because Antonio Banderas was celebrating? Well, so is Melanie Griffith this weekend. She is 67. Talk about a combined birthday party when the two of them were together. Yeah. We know her best, though, now is Dakota Johnson's mom. Before that, she was Antonio's wife, and then before that, she was Don Johnson's wife. So I think she's done okay in life with surrounding herself.
In Working Girl, right?
Yeah, she was great in that movie. That's one of my favorite movies from the 80s.
There is a lesser-known movie, Nobody's Fool, and she's in that with Paul Newman. It's such a great little movie, but it's one of those that nobody really knows about.
Pays attention to.
Yeah, kind of slipped under the radar, but she's great in it. Bruce Willis is in it. Yeah,
I think she's super, super talented. I always thought she was very talented, and I just loved Melanie Griffith. I said she thought she was great in the 80s, and I love that her and Don Johnson produced an offspring as talented as Dakota Johnson. I mean, the magic of those two in a relationship so long ago just keeps giving because we get to see Dakota Johnson and stuff yet. Joe Jackson, that would be the singer who did Steppin' Out, not the guy who turned Michael Jackson into, a plastic surgery addicted junkie who we lost before his 51st birthday. Don't get them confused because they are not the same thing. But Joe Jackson, the musician, 70 this weekend. Hulk Hogan is celebrating his 71st birthday, coming straight off that appearance at the RNC when he showed up in Fairy Wings. It was singing to Lady Gaga. It was a very strange moment for Hulk Hogan. I mean, I don't care who you are.
He's had a few of them over the years.
It was a very, very strange moment. I thought maybe we were past all of those strange Hulk Hogan moments, but nope, obviously we are not. Ian Anderson, who is the leader of Jethro Tull, he plays flute, but the band's most popular song ever, Aqualung, has absolutely no flute in it, which is a little ironic, maybe not. Anyway, did I mention it? He's 77. We have so many people. I always forget if I've said their birthdays.
A lot of people
or not,
on the list. Yeah,
it's a lot. And I parsed this. This was like 6 pages long. I'm down to like 2.5. Sam Elliott is also celebrating a birthday this weekend. Love Sam Elliott. He is Shay Brennan on the Yellowstone spinoff 1883. He was Virgil Earp in Tombstone. He was Wade Garrett in the original Roadhouse and the Stranger in The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
And of course, who can forget him as Cher's boyfriend Gar in 1985's Mask. Gosh. Yeah, that's a great movie. Sam Elliott, 80 years old this weekend. Yeah. Oh my goodness. He's just a legend. Like, he's always going to be that dude, right?
He's perfect in The Big Lebowski. The stranger that just kind of narrates everything. He's great.
There are certain dudes that used to be in Hollywood. Sam Elliott is definitely one of those guys who is always going to be a dude in Hollywood, for sure.
Yeah.
And then we have Ian McDermott, who is also celebrating. He is the Emperor / Darth Sidious / Supreme Chancellor Palpatine in the Star Wars movies. 80 years old for him this weekend as well. So a lot of really great celebrity birthdays on that list. Now, if you are celebrating today or over the weekend or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. That's good for today because we'll still pass along a birthday or two if we happen to get them in, Finn. And of course, that's the number that you can always text to make sure we get those birthday wishes. Now, we've got to take a look at the forecast. It's going to be gorgeous over the next couple of days. Partly cloudy, 70 today, then lots of sun with temperatures hovering in the 70s over the weekend. Not much humidity to speak of either. It's just going to be a perfect August weekend. Sean Cable's actually going going to tell you more about what to expect over the next few days in just a few moments. We'll have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Heavy rain from Tropical Depression Debbie may be to blame for a plane sliding off a runway and getting stuck in the mud at the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina overnight. No injuries, but our Charlotte ABC affiliate reports there were several Carolina Panthers players on board coming home from an away game. A televised debate is scheduled for September 10th on ABC between the top candidates for president.
The debate, one that Trump agreed to when President Biden was still in the race, despite waffling on his commitment the last few weeks when Harris ascended to the top of the ticket.
I just look forward to these debates. I think it's very important that we have them.
Harris remains focused on the ABC News debate.
I'm looking forward to it and hope he shows up.
Not willing to commit to any other debates until after that first one.
ABC Selena Wang. Today marks 10 years since 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, sparking Black Lives Matter protests worldwide. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
As Baraboo will be voting on their own referendum on Monday, Portage school officials say renovations are needed at their middle school and that residents want their swimming pool back after closing at the end of last school year. The board plans to vote on putting a referendum on the fall ballot for Monday. The proposed $53 million referendum would raise property taxes by $190 for every $100,000 of value. Investigators in Richland County believe a red Pontiac Grand Prix that was pulled from the Wisconsin River on Wednesday had been submerged for over 30 years. A team from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office successfully retrieved the car from the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge. The Pontiac, a late 1980s model, is believed to have been submerged in the river from the late 1980s to early 1990s. Authorities are looking for any information on how the vehicle ended up in the river. If you have any details about the case, contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office at 608-647-2106. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. Partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55. 99.7.
It's 8:09 right now. Michael Bivins of Belviv DeVoe is celebrating his 56th birthday this weekend. So, of course, we're pouring out poison on Max FM.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect. Uh-huh. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, Div?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down. Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind. Yeah. Yo, situation. Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Celebrate.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start. It's all so
deadly.
When love is not together from the heart. Check it out.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why.
You, I take precaution before I step to meet my girl, you know, cause in some
caution,
your bitch is the best thing in the world. She's so
fly,
she'll drive you right out of your mind, steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming, she'll make dreaming, you'll fall in love and you'll be screaming, demon. Poison, deadly, moving it slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like DeVoe, getting paid late, so better lay low. Scheming on hot money and the whole show. The low pro ho should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's winning you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and the crew used to do her.
Smile.
Poison.
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 Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:14 right now, Finn. And we had some good celebrity birthdays on the list, which means we get to pull out some good music today. So we'll have Rosanna by Toto later this hour. We'll also pull out some Steppin' Out by Joe Jackson as well. Because, well, we get to celebrate all these great birthdays, so we might as well play the music as long as we're talking about the people, right? Now, for some of us, the secret to continuing to function isn't actually sleep. It's apparently having periodic lazy days. Oh, I love a good lazy day when I don't have to get out of my jammies.
I wish my neighbor was a little more lazy right now. Check me out on this. Okay, so he's out there. He's mowing his lawn. He started at about 8 o'clock. Is it just me? I mean, I get everybody has a different schedule.
Sure.
You know, I get it. But taking that into consideration, maybe there's somebody that has worked third shift,
right?
And now they're trying
to bed.
Is it just me, or I don't know?
It seems a little early to be mowing the lawn. Of course, that happens out here periodically at Goose Poop Pond, but usually on Saturdays. That seems to be the early mowing day.
Oh, perfect! Wants to sleep in, and you know.
Now, luckily for us, the barking dogs down the street usually drown out the sound of a lawnmower, and our houses are kind of far enough apart out here that it's not as big of a deal, but it can be a little annoying. So I feel for you.
I feel like I'm a guy that just can't get a break because he's out there mowing now. And this guy, he takes his lawn maintenance very seriously. It's like 4 or 5 times a week. I'm not kidding. Okay.
His head would explode if he came out to our house.
But I can't get a break because I'll go out on the patio at about, you know, 7, little after 7, just to kind of relax and chill. Nope. He's out there mowing, and that completely just, you know, when you're trying to relax and you just want some peace and quiet.
Is he the type of guy who always weed whacks and has the edge trimmer out and all that
everything.
Good, and the hedge clippers everything. And everything?
Everything you can possibly imagine. He is doing.
He's one of those. And and if you're one of those people, kudos to you, because that is not me. I mean, out here at Goose Poop Pond, we live in forested land that where nothing grows because of all of the tree cover. So I'm a little envious of people who have actual grass and real yards.
An actual lawn. Yeah.
Exactly. But at the same time, it's also kind of nice to not to have to put in that kind of work and effort. And some people really do truly enjoy it, being able to put in that kind of work and effort into their yards. There's some people who don't take it quite as seriously as your neighbor, but their yards look amazing. We've never had an amazing looking yard because whenever we've lived in a house, we always had kids and dogs, and unfortunately the kids and the dogs kind of
tear up the ground.
They tamper down any expectations that you're ever going to have for a beautiful yard. So I've been a little envious of those people. Here's what I did learn though. This summer I was walking on the deck yesterday, bring an aspen in, and I have 2 pots of flowers. Now, was I going to plant flowers? No, but then Corey one day decided that he was going to make the yard look nicer, and so I figured I better, you know, like muster up some
Beautify it a little bit.
I better do something. So I went and got these flowers, and I planted them in my 2 big pots. I do not have a green thumb. I do not whatsoever. Like, if it goes in a pot and I don't have to touch it again other than some water, that's how I like it. What I did learn, though, is these 2 pots of flowers are absolutely gorgeous, because if you throw enough Miracle-Gro on anything, you can get everything to grow. That's essentially what I learned this summer. Because I just like I had a little bit left in a can, and these are not huge pots, but they're big enough. And I was like, well, if I just empty this all out on both of these, what's going to happen? Well, yeah. I can tell you what's going to happen. You have a jungle of flowers that are absolutely gorgeous. So that's how I'm going to do it from now on.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. Doing a little landscaping on your own out there.
I don't need any weed whackers or edge trimmers or anything like that. I just have Miracle-Gro, Finn.
I would say there are very few things that I miss about living in the barn.
Right.
But this is one of them. And I knew that when we moved back, I knew that, you know, okay, got to cope with neighbors again. And
right.
You know, again, everybody has their own thing. You want to be respectful of that. But at the same time,
one less day of lawn mowing is not going to kill you.
Right.
It's not going to
each
kill
their
you.
Own.
Now, yeah. I have a question, though. With the neighbor being as up to date on his lawn mowing skills as he is, does that mean that Chris gets a little antsy when yours starts getting a little longer then?
Totally.
And then
okay. Oh, totally. And it's so, I don't know. I think of it as being kind of pathetic, but... You know, okay, everybody wants their lawn to look, but it really sure. is one of those things that if Joe goes out and mows his lawn,
yes.
well, we've got to go out and mow our lawn because right. our lawn can't look worse than Joe because Joe has gone. But then Cindy, she's got to come out. And now
sure.
she's got to mow her. It's a cacophony of lawn
right.
mowing sounds because once one it's the domino effect. Once one person does it, then everybody has to do it.
That's why we were always the worst neighbors because we didn't get into that. We'd be like, we'll get to it when we get there.
When we get to it, right?
We never let our grass like get yeah. overgrown. We always took care of dandelions and things like that. Don't get me wrong. But if everybody was out mowing one day and we just didn't have time or the weather was beautiful and we had the option of going and doing something with our kids, we chose that route before we chose to stay home and mow the yard. We would always get to it later in that weekend, but we chose time with our kids and doing something more productive and fun mm-hmm. than mowing mm-hmm. our yard. That's mm-hmm. that's essentially
but,
what it always came
so,
down to.
But then
for
the,
us.
The counter of that is exactly what last weekend was, which is I don't believe we didn't even get around to our actual story here because I derailed us.
Well, that's fine. But, we'll get there.
But I believe that, okay, you get through the work week. When it comes to Saturday and Sunday, you got
yeah.
2 days, all right?
Right.
Now,
you gotta
how much
recoup.
Work do you want to do on those
None.
2 days?
None.
But there are people that love it. They're okay, I'll get a lot done because I don't want to get a lot done.
Right?
I just not do anything.
It's those people that should right now put their hands over their ears and start singing la 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 because we're going to talk about exactly
yeah.
because we're going to talk about lazy days. You know, so that's the question. How many lazy days do we need in a month? 2, 4, 25, all 30? Who knows? Well, according to a new poll, the average person needs 5 lazy days a month to feel rested and relaxed.
That
according
seems
to
low.
Your neighbor does not have any lazy
no.
days. He is always.
No.
Is going to be out there with something to do. Mm-hmm. That is actually 60 lazy days per year if you do the math on that, which adds up to a little more than one a week. Obviously, lazy days don't usually happen on our own, so 21% of people plan their lazy days in advance, and 11% actually put them on the calendar. So what is a lazy day? What constitutes a lazy day? Not doing lawn work in Finn's neighborhood, that's for sure.
That's true.
So here's how the people in the poll shaped it. 3 hours of doing absolutely nothing, or 3 hours of just sitting around and enjoying your living space. No,
sure.
because then I start looking at things that need to get done, and then my lazy day becomes anxiety day, and then that's not good either. 3 hours of watching movies and TV is another way that we can spend our lazy day. 2 hours in bed, maybe 2 hours napping. Oh, see, if that I do 2 hours of napping, I'm never going to sleep again at night. I'm just up.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours yeah. scrolling on your phone, 1 hour of eating, maybe 1 hour of reading. That would put me to sleep because you know how much I love to read, but it always puts me to sleep because I finally relax and shut my brain off for a second. 1 hour of listening to an audiobook or a podcast, and then 1 hour of also dreading the next day. Well, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
That's 19 hours, leaving 5 hours to sleep if that's how you set up like a full lazy day, which sounds about right because even when you do get a day by yourself, you can't get a normal night of sleep. At least a lot of us can't. So
mm-hmm.
I guess that checks out.
Because you've been too lazy.
Exactly. Some people do like doing things like cleaning, organizing on their personal days, along with fixing things, tinkering in the garage. So, you know, you could see those things being added in there or adding and subtracting some things from your lazy day list. And during the summer, a lot of people also like spending time outdoors. Your neighbor apparently loves to be outdoors.
He does love the outdoors. Yeah.
Right. So there's also music, games, relaxing with friends, maybe a lake day could also be considered a lazy day, which to me is not lazy. By the time you haul everything out with you, I like to just stay at home if it's a lazy day. That means I don't have to go anywhere. And generally just totally forgetting that you might have the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and this weekend it's going to be perfect. You could create a lazy day.
Beautiful.
By, right?
Mm-hmm.
The weather's
yeah.
going to be gorgeous. You could create a lazy day by going to all of the wineries and breweries, enjoying some great
yeah.
views music and some adult beverages, leaving the kids with somebody who wants to take care of them for a few hours because you need a break, and maybe hitting up the Made in Baraboo and Old Fashioned Day in downtown tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things you could do on a lazy day.
Being lazy doesn't mean you have to just lay around and watch TV.
Although that's sometimes
that works too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a theory about my neighbor. I think I think sometimes the wife wants to spend time with him, but it's one of those things where it's like, John, do you want to sit down and watch Downton Abbey with me? Because
I've got lawn work to do.
No, that lawn's not going to do itself, Ethel. I got to get out there and do. But, you know, I mean, that's something that we talk about with this country, too, is that are we working too much? Are we too stressed out? Are we not relaxing enough?
Right?
Now, I know that people feel like if they have a little bit of downtime, that they're being productive. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think, but I do feel that if you don't unplug once in a while and just take a break. See, now you got me fired up, Maddie. We're talking about being lazy, and that gets me all fired up because I love being lazy. So.
See, here's what I'm going to say. If Corey Hartman starts doing a lot of yard work, I know that we're in trouble.
Something's wrong.
If he starts making excuses to get outside to do yard work, I know that I better find the next best marriage counselor because we are in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah.
We are it's going south quickly.
Took over the body there. Yeah.
It's going south quickly out here on Goose Poop Pond, if that's the case. It's so funny because my husband always says I'm a really good apartment liver. I'm a really great renter. And anytime we have really young friends or we hear somebody who's about to buy their house for the first time, we are not the kind of people who are like, oh, congratulations. We're like,
Good luck.
You really think it through?
Yeah.
There's some things to be said about ownership, home ownership. I get it. There's a lot of good stuff, but there's a lot of negatives as well. So we're always those people that are like, did you really think about that one?
Right?
Totally
different rabbit hole there. Yeah.
Oh,
because
man.
Renting versus owning.
Oh,
you know, there's pros and cons for both sides.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
No.
And your neighbor is proving that the lawn work is part of what it's all not cracked up to be. That's for sure.
Dreaming of that barn where we had so many issues and thinking, oh, yeah, but I could go out on the patio and not hear a lawnmower. Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Now, speaking of getting out this weekend and enjoying some great food and maybe adult beverage or two, we got to talk about our big deal of the day here very quickly. It happens to be at Al Ringling Brewing Company. And this is over at maxfmbigdeals.com. 50% off a 2-pack of $10 certificates to Al Ringling Brewing Company today only. So $20 value. And with 50% off in, that means those two certificates are only $10. That's essentially buying one and then getting one free, which is crazy, right? There's also an instant download with that as well. So if you want to head to the Al for dinner this weekend, maybe an adult beverage to sit on their wonderful patio in downtown Baraboo after you've done some shopping at Old Fashioned Days, this is a great way to do so because with the instant download that is available, you don't have to wait for us to send you anything. It's right there on your phone, and you've got a dinner out tonight. So make sure you check that out. No coupon code needed. Nothing you have to enter at checkout. We make it super simple for you. You just got to do shopping, fill up your cart with some certificates, and we'll do all of the math for you and make sure that you're enjoying a great time at Al Ringling Brewing Company. But take advantage of that one today only over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Taking a look at this forecast right now, not bad over the next few days. I see a lot of lawn mowing in your neighborhood in the future.
Boy.
I don't even need to be a psychic for that. I just feel it. I feel it coming, Finn, with this forecast.
I'll give you an update on Monday.
Partly cloudy today with a high near 70, clear down to 50 tonight. Then tomorrow, beautiful, lots of sun and 73. More sun on Sunday with a high near 77. It's 54 right now.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the 3rd Annual Bear of Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red 6 Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the 3rd Annual Bear of Blues, September 7th.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private, online or in-person paint classes and parties. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-718-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Maximum Music, Max FM.
It's 8:30 right now. Rosanna Arquette, who inspired this song by Toto, is celebrating her 65th birthday this weekend. So, of course, we're going to pull out Rosanna on Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:34 right now. And don't forget that our good friends over at People Helping People are doing a little celebrating today. They're turning 26 years old. And in order to thank everybody who has supported them throughout the years, they're going to be holding a birthday brat fry today at their headquarters from 11 until 1. That's at 805 Broadway Street in downtown Baraboo. You can stop by for one of their delicious grilled brats, an Italian sausage, or an all-beef frank. You can top it off with the chips, the beverage, and a birthday cupcake at absolutely no charge, although they will be taking free will contributions. Now, over the years, your support has allowed PHP to serve several different communities through their Adoptive Family, Adoptive Veterans, School Supply, Stomp Out Hunger, and Work Ready programs. And this year, they were able to add that brand new career development program. If you want more information on any of the great stuff that's happening over at PHP, because let me tell you, pay attention, there's a lot of good stuff happening. Or if you want more information about this birthday brat fry, head over to their website, take a peek, see everything that they're up to, find out how you can volunteer, phpofwisconsin.org. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful over the next couple of days. Perfect weather to stop by and get that brought today. Sean Cable's going to tell you all about it in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next year on Max FM.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Do we have to go back home? Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers did just about everything right in their just-completed series sweep in Atlanta. Thursday, it was the long ball on display. Jackson Churio hit two home runs. He was joined by Garrett Mitchell, William Contreras, Willie Adames, and Jake Bowers. They all went deep as well in the 16-7 rout of the Braves. Milwaukee scored 34 runs in the three-game series sweep, but manager Pat Murphy was quick to point out that it wasn't just the long ball that was working yesterday.
Played good defense, kind of unnoticed, and offensively, we just scrapped and pecked away. Ran pitch counts up and put balls in play. I mean, yesterday we didn't really put it in play, but put it in play just enough, I guess.
The Brewers return home tonight to begin a weekend series with the Cincinnati Reds. At the Olympics, Team USA men's basketball advances to the gold medal round. They'll play France tomorrow. And Rice Lake's Kenny Bednarik takes silver in the men's 200 meters. Teammate Noah Lyles took bronze despite being diagnosed with a case of COVID-19. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. On Sunday, sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
It's 8:39 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a great start to your day. Of course, it's Friday and just a few short hours away from another weekend. And you just heard that forecast that Sean gave. Going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend, to say the least. It's Joe Jackson right now, celebrating his 70th birthday this weekend. It's Stepping Out on 99.7 Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:43 right now. And Finn, we have to take a look at our calendar days. Some of those fun things that we can celebrate this weekend. Give us just more of a reason to have a great time and enjoy some weather, because there's some good stuff on this list. Some stuff with food related, that's food related. There's some stuff that's going to get you outside. This is a really good list. So today is actually Book Lovers Day. So if you're somebody like us who loves books, this is your day to celebrate. Oh, libraries, bookstores. I just get immersed and lost in them. It's one of my favorite.
Are you currently reading a specific book?
I was for a little bit, because when Dexter goes to Taekwondo, I do a lot of reading if I don't have errands to run. But right now I'm in full writing out postcards to get people to the polls and vote when he's in class.
Yeah.
So once those are done, and if I don't pick up more to write, then I'll probably go back to reading. But no, right now, after I finished one book, I just was like, okay, I've got to stop because I need to do this. And I get like a good hour and a half to just write out postcards. I can knock out like 30 of them in that hour and a half. So I that's what I've been focused on while he's been in class. He hasn't gone to Taekwondo this week. He needed a break, a little bit of a break. And so he was like, no, I would like to take a week off and things. So yeah, we haven't been, so I have to get back to writing my postcards. But no, not right now. And I have no idea what I'm going to pick up when I'm done. That's like my next thing, is figuring out which book, because it's not just picking up a book and starting to read. It's got to be the right book. It's got to be something that keeps my attention, that's interesting, that's got some good stuff in it as well, maybe a little humor too, that kind of thing. So it's not just picking up any old book. I'm a little picky when it comes to what,
because I know you're
read.
A history buff.
Do you like history?
Like a lot of biographies or autobiographies?
Sometimes I read things that are books on that are about specific events in history that are maybe have a storyline or a narrative that really is just an outside plot to what was going on at that portion of history. So very fiction based usually, but you know, with some actual nonfiction in there as well, based on what was going on in history. So sometimes I do that. Sometimes you just need a good, I don't know, like one of those bestsellers, you know, that you find on the New York Times, just with a really great a fiction story. But I love the nonfiction too; those are good as well. So I'm always looking at good books. I can get lost in any bookstore. Just ask my husband; like, he loves a good electronics store. If there's a bookstore near a good electronics store, you go there, I'll go here. We'll meet somewhere in the middle later on, because it's way more exciting for me.
We have a great bookstore in Baraboo Village.
Yeah.
Booksmith.
Oh yeah. I love going into like literally talk about getting lost in a bookstore. There are aisles and aisles and racks of really amazing books. Rob does such a great job, and he can really get anything you really want, between kids' books, between adult books, anything that's on the bestseller list. If you want books that are like older books or books from historical aspects, I mean, they've got you covered in Village. It's incredible.
Yeah, I picked up a few gems there. And, you know, the other kind of weird thing is that smell. When you go into a bookstore, there's nothing like it.
Right?
I mean, it's just so,
it's good.
I love it.
Like that smell of fresh paper. It's a thing, people. You don't get that with your Kindle. And I get it. It's convenient, but you don't get that with your Kindle. Let's see. What else do we have on today's list? It's also National Handholding Day. Make sure whoever's hand you're going to hold actually wants you to hold their hand, and make sure it's not a complete stranger, because that gets weird.
Should be
and
consensual.
Awkward.
Yeah.
That's right. It gets a little awkward. National Polka Day is also today. Well, we love ourselves some good polka here in the great state of Wisconsin. So enjoy. Pull out the accordion if you have to, because every good polka should have an accordion. And by the way, the Green Bay Packers are doing their first preseason game tomorrow night. They have that happening. They're playing the Cleveland Browns. So who knows? Maybe we'll get a roll out the barrel
Never
or something
know.
Somewhere. It could happen, people. It's also National Rice Pudding Day today. So there you have it. That's about all I have to say about rice pudding. Not one of my favorites. it's got a weird texture or something. I mean, there's some people who love it. It's just kind of like tapioca. I know it can be a little polarizing. Now, we have a lot of really great ones coming up this weekend, starting with tomorrow. Celebrate Your Lakes Day is tomorrow. I mean, and let's face it, here in Wisconsin, whether you want to keep it local at Mirror Lake or Devil's Lake, we've got those as options. If you want to make a little bit of a day trip, you've got the Great Lakes to go enjoy. We've got some options here in Wisconsin to celebrate your Lakes Day. It's also National Bowling Day tomorrow as well. Who doesn't love a good game of bowling? I mean, you don't have to be good at it or just bumper bowl the whole thing. Everybody will think you're a pro with bumper bowling, but it is super, super fun.
Yeah.
It's also National Duran Duran Appreciation Day tomorrow. This celebrates, of course, the band Duran Duran. Now, it's been celebrated since at least 2003 when YM Magazine declared it Duran Duran Appreciation Day. Some sources say the day was created by a Michigan DJ and is celebrated on his birthday. Other sources say that it takes place on August 10th because it was on that day in 1985 when lead singer of the group Simon Le Bon was involved in that near-fatal boating accident. But really, and if you're a fan of Duran Duran, aren't you doing Duran Duran Appreciation Day basically every day of the week?
Pretty
honestly?
Much.
Yeah. Mm. They're so great. They're awesome. Great. It's also National Garage Sale Day tomorrow, too. Well, we know we also love a good garage sale in this state, so enjoy. Find some deals. And if you don't want to go garage sailing, you can get deals at Old Fashioned Days in downtown Baraboo right. tomorrow because mm-hmm. of all those sidewalk sales. We were talking about being lazy and how many times a year we like to be lazy. Well, it turns out tomorrow is National Lazy Day. So that might be a prime time to start on
Celebrate.
The lazy schedule. Exactly. let's see. It's also National Shapewear Day. Oh, ladies, that's right. So uncomfortable, but it helps in so many different ways. You got to find the right shapewear in order to actually be comfortable and feel like you can breathe. But once you do, it's golden and you never are without it. Let me tell you. It's also National Spoil Your Dog Day tomorrow. Well, that's Aspie's every day. That's any day that ends in Y. And for a lot of dogs, that is definitely the
what
case.
What a life. What a life.
Right? Right? I was watching her at the puppy practor yesterday, and she was down there, and she knows what a puppy practor is, and as soon as she pulls up to Dr. Jess's, she gets all excited, because she knows that it's about time to get treats. I'm pretty sure that's what she thinks. And so Dr. Jess pulls out, like, her little workbench that she uses for the dogs, because she's a people chiropractor as well. She's got a special little bench for the littler dogs, and so she doesn't have to be down on the floor with them. Pulls that out, Aspen jumps right up there, Dr. Jess's assistants rubbing Aspen chest so she'll sit still. I'm just watching Aspen. She's getting fed dried sweet potatoes as Dr. Jess is working on her back, checking her little ankle, putting her into alignment. Aspen's half asleep. If they would have sat there and done that all day, she would have stayed there all day long and just let them do what they were doing in order to get her back into place. It was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, you know when they do that submissive belly rub thing when they turn over and let you scritch their bellies, you know they're in a good place.
You know, she's not a huge belly rub kind of girl. Once in a great while, she can't help herself, but you know that you are her new best friend. If you start rubbing, she's got like a swirl on her chest of where her hair all comes together. And if you start rubbing that, she will close her eyes and she'll lay her ears back and she's essentially asleep. It's her favorite thing ever. And that's exactly what was happening yesterday while she was getting her little back worked on. She was such a happy girl. Happy girl. And every once in a while, a dried sweet potato would come to her mouth and she could eat that while somebody was rubbing her, and she was like, yes, this is the life. And for a split second, I was kind of like, wow, I'm jealous of my dog right now.
They have it rough, don't they?
Right. Tomorrow is also World Lion Day, the majestic of all of the jungle, most majestic of all of the jungle animals. Now, we have a good food one on the list tomorrow as well. It's the only food one on the list, and there's a reason why. National S'mores Day is tomorrow. Can you really go wrong with a s'more? I think not. You cannot go wrong with a delicious s'more, and it's going to be great to, you know, maybe get the fire pit started and going and maybe make some s'mores at home this weekend. Let's see. That's not even Sunday. I mean, that was just tomorrow. So now we're going to hit Sunday. Let's see. What do we have? Play in the Sand Day is on Sunday. Again, maybe taking in some of those beautiful lakes we have around here. Presidential Joke Day is also on Sunday. I mean, those pretty much write themselves at this day stage of the game. Mm-hmm. It's also Son and Daughter Day. So celebrate both. both. If you got them both in your home, if you only have one and not the other, doesn't matter. We are celebrating all of our kids on Sunday.
If you have too many of one but not enough of another,
right?
You know?
At least nobody's feeling left out, though, because yeah. It's a full all-around celebration. Let's see. What else do we have on this list? There's a couple of good food ones. Melon Day is also on Sunday. Whether you love the cantaloupes, the honeydew, the watermelon, doesn't matter. Pick out your favorite melon and enjoy, because tis that time of year, or at least very, very close. This is always the time of year when I start missing Forestburg, South Dakota, and I mention this every single year. They had the best soil. It was very sandy, and they grew some of the best melons, and they still ship melons all over the country from little tiny farms in Forestburg. And during state fair season, there are specific roadside stands that go up every single year where there are just hundreds and hundreds of melons of your choosing, and they are some of the best melons ever. And so this is always the time of year when I get a little nostalgic for that drive from Mitchell, South Dakota to Huron, South Dakota to the state fair, because this is when you would stop, and you always have to have cash. None of them are going to take check or credit card. You always have to have cash, and this is when you stop and you get yourself some amazing melons from Forestburg.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Always good. And there were, I mean, you could choose from basically, Forestburg literally has 30 people who live in the town. Literally. I mean, it's South Dakota. Come on, people. That's a big populated town. So there was always about 30 people who live in this town, but there felt like there was like 150 stands, because the farmers who grew these melons came from everywhere. And this was always just the leftover batches that they couldn't, that they weren't going to put on the trucks to go across the country or whatever, or they grew just for their stands. So you got some delicious melons every single year.
Nice.
It's also National Panini Day on Sunday. So enjoy yourself a nice, basically revamped grilled cheese. It's like a grilled cheese souped up is how I think of a panini. And put any topping you want on there, because it all makes sense. It all makes sense. And then, of course, one of my other favorite fruits of the summer are raspberries. And so National Raspberry Tart Day is also on Sunday if you want a little dessert or something fruity and sweet to enjoy all at the same time. I love a good raspberry, so I'm always going to be about anything with raspberries.
Delicious.
In it. Now, no matter how you celebrate your weekend, you got some good options, so celebrate well and definitely get out and enjoy this weather, because it's going to be gorgeous. Taking a quick look at it right now, partly cloudy, 70 for a high today, clear down to 50 tonight. Tomorrow, lots of sun, 73, 77 on Sunday. It is 58 right now.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Experience the hum, rattle, and roar during the 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Show in Baraboo, August 16th through the 18th. Explore hundreds of working antique steam and gas engines, along with models and miniatures. Transport to a bygone era with a captivating field demonstrations. Plus, enjoy a huge flea market, tons of food, and great entertainment. Admission just $10, 12 and under free with an adult. The 61st Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, August 16th through the 18th. South 3347 Sand Road off Highway 33 between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive.
She's gone.